Good morning. What a beautiful day in the kingdom of God. If you're a visitor here, a remarkable, remarkable day of worship and Christian fellowship. This is the UMW Sunday, and also I talk about the wonderful convergence of the Holy Spirit, bringing things all together. We are also going to be lifting up and recognizing one of the very special members of the UMW, who will be celebrating her 90th birthday, Betty Springer. So how about that? How about that, huh? UMW Sunday and a 90th birthday for this pretty woman right here. And I dressed up today, and I have one of the ties that she has given me over the years. She takes such good care of me, such good care. Betty, it's a privilege to be here in the house of the Lord on this day of worship. Are there any parish notices to come before us?
I have two notices for the 20s and 30s group. I keep saying youth group. We're not quite youth. But the first announcement is we will be meeting next Sunday at 7 o'clock at my house, my parents' house. Babysitting is available. And then second of all, we need you guys to start thinking about Christmas, even though it's not Thanksgiving. Our group would like to present the opportunity to you guys to wrap your presents for you. I'll get you more details on that, but we know how Christmas season is, and if you want us to help you wrap your presents, we're willing to do that. So, again, I'll get you more information on that, but just think about that opportunity. All right, thank you.
Megan, you must have seen one of the presents that I wrapped. I definitely need the help, and would, wow, what a great invitation, huh? The 23rd of something's great invitation. Other parish notices to come before. Yes, sir, Brad.
Good morning. I'm up here with the trustees again. Just to let everybody know, we appreciate all your contributions that you guys have all made. With the maintenance fund, and we just started a project where we're going to get the carpets replaced in the church. Made down payment on it, and we're going to get all the carpets replaced in the front and all the steps and in the rear. So just want everybody to know what we was up to. So,
excellent, sir. Very good, Brad. Very good, trustees. Any other parish notices to come before? No choir on Wednesday night, and then also, I'm looking around. Men, next week is the prayer breakfast, right? But it has been adjusted to 8 o'clock, and do you know, I'm just going to be put it out there, I've already been hearing some real positive feedback you work hard all week, you know, I mean, you do. And so there's some others that might be interested now that it's a little later in the morning, you know, give you a little more rest. We appreciate that too. We're sensitive to that. So 8 o'clock next Sunday morning, come, and we've got some great cooks going to be cooking for you. Wonderful Christian fellowship. Come to the table as we share in the men's prayer breakfast. Any other parish notices to come for us? As I say, what a wondrous day in the Lord. Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
This is the day that you have made, O Lord. We rejoice. We are glad in it. Open our eyes to your risen presence. Open our hearts to your sovereign reign. And open our hands for your loving service. All to the glory of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Join me in the call to worship. We have come today to worship God and give thanks for the women who are organized for mission.
We give thanks for God's direction.
We recognize United Methodist Women as a group called by God to be an integral part of the church.
We give thanks for their leadership in education, in mission, and in local ministries.
United Methodist Women are faith, hope, love, in action.
Faith, hope, love, and in action.
Amen. Please join us in the hymn, How Great Thou Art, number 77.
Lord, I God, and I
Now take this opportunity, welcome your neighbors to the passing of the peace. Time we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today is United Methodist Sunday, United Methodist Women's Sunday. And what do United Methodist Women do? We help women, mommies, and teenagers, those pesky teenagers, and little children just like you. Because why do we do it? Because God loved us first. We want to go out and share that love with others, and we share that in Convoy, we share that in Ohio, we share that in the United States, and we share that around the world by what our services that we do. So we like to do, what we like to do is make money so we can share it and bring life, make life easier for other people, boys and girls around the world. Up here today, we're going to talk about Blanket Sunday is today. How many of you have a blankie? You got a blankie? You have a silkie? You got a silkie? Yeah, maybe you like bears, maybe you like cars. How many have the kind with the little heads on them so you can rest your head? The little blankies with the heads? No? No? Okay. Yeah, striking out there. Anybody know what this is here?
Water bottle.
How many have water bottles?
You got water bottles? I know Kate runs, so she's probably got a water bottle to get rehydrated, don't you? Well, you know, there's little boys and girls around the world that it's hard to get water sometimes. And Jean Wittung is our Church Women United representative, and she shared with our group the need for blankets to help keep little boys and girls warm, and the need for water so that they can have water to drink, to bathe in, and to wash their dishes and cook in. Do you know, in one village, the mommies walk, it's an 11-hour process to get water. 11 hours, that's their job. So that they were inventive by making what they called a sand dam, and they now can get water right there in their village. So I'm going to have Tim Dingus give us a little view of the boys and girls around the world that we support. And so when you go and think of your blankie at nap time or at bedtime tonight, you'll understand how these blankets are important to kids.
You don't have to travel the world over to help where people are hurting most. Your gift can travel for you. Something as simple as a blanket can make a world of difference to people in need. Church World Service makes it possible through the Blankets Plus program, providing warm blankets.
we'll never get to visit and made the world a better place for people we'll never know.
Your gift, no matter the size, makes good things happen. Together with Church World Service, we all perform the miracle, and all are blessed in the exchange. For more information, call 888-297-2767.
That's just a glimpse of what your dollars do to help the little boys and girls across the world, and the mommies and the daddies, too. So let's come together for our circle, and then we'll have our treat, okay? Allison's going to be our mic holder for today.
Thank you, Lynn. Wonderful, wonderful sharing. And you see, so you can see right there the visual of and the basket offering plates are out there. So $5 will get you a blanket. I know it was a little chilly last night, wasn't it? And I said to the missus, I said, sweetheart, let me go get that extra blanket. You know, and I said, and the word is extra. Blanket. Imagine if you have no blanket. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, UMW. And now we have Allison's going to help us here with the microphone. And again, we got visitors. What a great day. And this is an opportunity for you to share your joys and concerns in the service. Also, if you wish, there are visitors cards there. We want to extend that hospitality to you. If you want to take a moment, if you wish to fill that out, if you put your telephone number on there, you will be getting a call from me. So what they'll do is when the ushers come by during the regular offering, just toss the visitor's card in there. The ushers are just fantastic. They never fail to get those back to us. So we'll get you a call, get you better acquainted. But as I said, Allison's here with the microphone. Joys and concerns. A joy could be, as an example, birthday, wedding anniversary, perhaps a testimony of how the Lord of light is shining that light upon your pathway. You want to lift that up. If it's a concern, perhaps, maybe it's somebody you love who's sick. So joys or concerns, raise your hand. Allison's going to bring you the mic so we can all hear. We can hear you in the house of worship. And I see a hand right back there. Right back there, Allison. You'll be helping out. Right, see, clear back. Here, come on back this way. You want me to help? I'll walk with you. I like to walk back here. I like these folks.
Please keep my mother in your prayers this week. On Thursday, she is having a catheterization, but it probably will be an open heart surgery at that time. I think there's valves that they're going to repair. So that would be on Thursday. And the second is Bob and I have a blessing that we'd like to share with you. I am sitting by a newly engaged couple here in church, Megan and Will.
Raise the cheers. Children, raise the cheer. There's that great, fantastic news. Wondrous news. And yes, Marianne, we will remember your mother in our prayers. We'll be lifting her up.
It's my dad's birthday today.
Raise the cheer. Raise the cheer. Dave, happy birthday. Mallory, God bless you. Thanks for recognizing Papa here.
Gloria's having a birthday this week, too.
Very, very good. Another birthday. Nice. Happy birthday, Gloria. Happy birthday. Boy, oh boy, and I knew a certain lady up front that I mentioned is going to have her 90th birthday. This pretty woman right here, Betty Springer's got the 90th birthday. Raise the chair. Raise the chair. Great day coming, Betty.
Greg, I want to give everybody updates on my mom. She is doing well. I hear she gets to get her sling off and finally start to do range of motion here in a few weeks. And then update on Luke, he is now an outpatient down at, he's staying at Ronald McDonald House, but he is now on outpatient and he should be home here in about 5 weeks.
Fantastic, Delta. Thank you for the updates. Appreciate that, Delta. We'll continue to keep the family and friends in prayer. Any other joys or concerns? Allison's doing a great job, isn't she, Mom? Allison does a great job. Any other joys or concerns? Well, can we show an appreciation for Allison? Here's going to be one of your future UMW workers right here, already working, already serving the Lord as a vital disciple of Christ. This time, we will embrace this moment to bow our heads for silent prayer and meditation. Lord God, we give you thanks in this house of worship for the UMW members. Faith, hope, and love in action. Countless ways we right here in this worship body, in countless ways we have received the blessings of their ministries. And now as the video reflects, the children, men, women, and children all around the world are going to also be blessed by these women who serve you, Lord God, in discipleship as they are your servants, Heavenly Father. We pray that you continue to anoint them with your Holy Spirit, and all of us, that we may continue to be your servants and to be conduits of your infinite blessings here and around the world. All to the glory of the Savior, we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, bless us all. Deepen our faith as we all embrace the invitation of Christ to lift up from our hearts the prayer that Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to have us stand, and Linda and Keith will do this chorus twice. We will sing this through twice, this beautiful chorus, 328. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Let us stand.
Thank you.
be seated. It is a privilege. It is a heartfelt privilege to lift up now a scripture from the Holy Bible. This happens to be one of Betty Springer's favorite verses. Matthew 17, verse 20. And this speaks to all of us disciples here in this place. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. May God add the blessing of His Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. Just a perfect introduction into my testimony. that I have today, and it is, again, a heartfelt testimony. Heaven came down. Glory filled my soul. When I moved here, almost 20 years, you blessed souls have tolerated this this inept, most unlikely candidate to be an ordained servant of Christ. Never been enough, but boy, I tell you, I get plenty of fuel. God has a way of bringing heaven down, and that glory fills my soul. Now, when I came here almost 20 years ago, and that parsonage, let me tell you, that parsonage is beautiful. And there is something, and now neighbors there, just rest easy. I was never one to stand there and spy out on you. But you know, we're perpendicular to everything else on that lot. And of course, Hall Drive, John Hall Drive, parsonage was the first building back there, wasn't it, Brother John? If I'm not mistaken, it was. Because Don Johnson used to talk about the line of trees. Well, the trees have been replaced with homes, families. And Shiv, I got to say, they always manicured lawns. And when I moved here almost 20 years ago, Betty, and I would open up the great big picture window, the curtains to the great big picture windows. As I said, rest easy, neighbors there. I was never a spy. But I couldn't help but take it all in. It was just beautiful, a thing of beauty to behold, that landscape. But it got prettier one day when heaven came down and glory filled my soul, because right after I came here, there was this hospitality network that the church had organized. And there was one Betty Springer who got out of her car because she was going to serve us a supper. I always tease him, Vicky. I say when I came here, I was rail thin. Rail thin, yes. Yeah, almost emaciated, but with that full shock of hair. You know, wind-driven. Laura says people used to wave at me, Phyllis, because my comb-over was waving at them. A lot of changes. But I'm telling you, that glorious day, here comes this wonderful woman with... What I didn't realize, see, I didn't realize she was a professional chef family. I didn't know. So, but here she comes. I mean, you know, I was a thrilled recipient of that Christian hospitality. But my goodness, Betty, when you had left, and she brings in tray after tray. You know what I'm talking about, Keith. Tray after tray after tray comes out of the car. And when she left, and my wife, and of course, the aroma was filling the house. And when we tasted your cooking, heaven came down. Glory filled my soul. And I've told you before, Betty, I will never be able to repay your acts of gracious kindness and love to me. And you've worked so hard, not just for me, but for so many. You're a great poster child for the UMW and their service to others. You remind me, I told Lynn, I just got the one illustration. Goes back many years ago, there was a young African boy who listened very carefully while his missionary teacher explained to the class why Christians were such giving people, Betty. And she said that Jesus taught us that when we give, it's an expression of our love and friendship for him and for each other. For Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Well, many days went by, and the boy returns to class now with a gift for his teacher. It was a seashell, but one of lustrous beauty. Such beauty his teacher had never laid eyes on before. And with a sense of awe, she asked the child, "Where on earth did you find such a beautiful seashell?" Well, the youth explained to her that there was only one spot where such extraordinary shells could be found. And when he named the place, a certain bay several miles away, you were talking about walking for water then, a little bit ago, several miles away this bay was, his teacher, this missionary, became speechless. Because then it dawned on him that this little one had walked for hours to obtain that gift for her. And not only that, but he had incurred many dangers from the jungle and from the rocky cliffs along the seacoast. Joyfully, she exclaimed, "It's gorgeous, it's awesome, but child, you shouldn't have gone all that way to get me a gift." His eyes brightened and he answered, The long walk was part of the gift. You have walked long for so many of us, Betty, served so many faithfully, sharing the talents that the Lord has instilled within you. I'm one of the recipients. Heaven came down. Glory filled my soul. I can never repay you, but I'm thrilled to be in your debt, because this is what grace is all about, the love of God and grace. And you and your fellow UMW members, you are truly faith, hope, and love in action. May God continue to anoint you with his Holy Spirit and your sisters. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Greetings I bring you from the Convoy United Methodist Women. As treasurer, part of our responsibility to our district and our conferences that we distribute our money to help women and children and teenagers. In so doing that, we have certain criteria that we have to meet. So that is why I'm here today. The United Methodist mission, women mission, is to support ministries that will encourage, support, educate women and children. Our theme this year is Living the Heart of God. The UMW meetings are held on the first Wednesday of every month from September through May. It's a relaxing evening of a program, a business meeting, and refreshments. Currently, we have 51 members, and we have 4 honorary members that are unable to be active. We, a group of 51, have a pledge to the United Methodist Women on the district level of $1,200 that we are responsible for giving for the pledge that the district makes then to the conference, and then the conference has a committee that distributes that. We are also asked to do several other options, and that is a prayer and self-denial at Lent, a World Thank Offering in November, and then there are several options. We have a gift to mission, which the UMW gives money in honor of someone. We have special mission recognition, was also a gift in recognition of someone. We have gifts in memory of those who have passed. We donate to many local missions as recommended by our finance committee and our members. And we also donate to those outside of our local missions. Some of them that we donate to is the Helping Hands Food Pantry, which is housed here in our church, Crestview Book Fees, United Methodist Children's Home in Columbus, the Toledo Friendly Center, the Salvation Army, the Heritage Board, WBCL, Bible Sticks for Soldiers, Guidepost for Soldiers, the Crestview Enrichment Fund, UNICEF, the Convoy Water Department, Community Health Professionals, Ray of Light Program, Hospice, Girl Scouts, Church Families in Need, and today we have the Blanket Project. The group does several fundraisers throughout the year and to provide money so that we can give it in the mission field. We serve Lions Club dinners. We also offer catering for class reunions, organizational meetings, wedding rehearsals, wedding receptions, anniversary parties, and birthdays. This year, I'm pleased to announce that we had our first girls' night out. We raised over $800 in about 4 hours. And during the Convoy garage sales, we had a garage sales, thanks to Susie, and we raised over $600 in that. And we're also planning to have a repurposed jewelry sale sometime yet this year. Today, I would like to make several presentations. As I mentioned, the gift to missions. These are people that the group have felt deserve special recognition for something maybe they've done or something that they've done continually. So if I could have some of these, I have to explain this one because this one, some of these are from last year, and the first gift to mission was for Brett and Allison Hammonds in honor of their new baby, Mylan. But I believe Mylan's a year old. So we will pass that on to them. I think Ohio State played a late game last night, so they probably didn't get around for church this morning. Then I would like to have Dave Hummel and Dave Bowen and Judy Farmer to come forward. Come on up here. And they're all in red. Dave, we presented a gift to missions in your honor for your willingness to serve the church. I know that you have taken over and filled big shoes of Wilmer Bauer as our usher coordinator, so we appreciate that very much. And also, we appreciate your willingness to go with Reverend Lay on making house calls and nursing home visits.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, we had a 90th birthday last year, which was Nell Rice, and we had already sent her card. And then I would like to thank Dave Bowen. Dave, we appreciate you planning and organizing the bike-a-thon, walk-a-thon, run-a-thon. That was an awesome experience. We had a beautiful day. We had how many? Do you know? Around 54 people participated, and your goal was 500, but I understand you raised more than that. So we'd like to present a gift and mission to you, Dave. Also, we have another 90th birthday that we'd like to present to, and that's to our friend Betty. Judy. And Judy, if there is something going on in our church in the kitchen, Judy's there. She's kind of taken over Betty's place there. She's when things are happening in the kitchen, Judy is always there and very willing. Judy also does our hospitality table in the mornings before worship, and we appreciate that greatly. So in honor of you, Judy, we would like to present you with a special mission recognition, and she receives a pen and a certificate. I would like to thank you all for the support of the Convoy United Methodist Women.
At this time, I would like the 2014 officers to come forward. You know who you are, those who said yes. I want to thank Marilyn Reed and her nominating committee for all the hard work in getting these officers presented. I believe the names are up above. So ladies, come forward, and we will have our installation service for 2014. I sincerely appreciate those saying yes. You find so many times today we're all very busy, and there's a lot competing for our time. This group of women that are coming forward is a small representation of all of you who provide service for what we do. We could not do this without all of this community's support. It's very important that and we're very, very grateful that when we have projects, you participate and you support us. And so that is just a really grateful thing. I'm not going to embarrass her. Come forward, Lita. So we really can't thank you enough for what you do for us. I just want to read our purpose before Pastor installs us as unit members. The purpose: the organized unit of United Methodist Women shall be a community of women whose purpose is to know God and to experience freedom as whole persons through Jesus Christ, to develop a creative, supportive fellowship, and to expand concepts of mission through participation in the global ministries of the church.
Thank you, Lynn. And God said, "See, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? From the chaos before creation came life as we know it."
So from the chaos of brainstorming and details and more details come successful meetings and training programs. Count me in.
Being an officer is grounded in one's commitment to the faith heritage of United Methodist Women, more than 100 years of mission making. Mission making results in transformed lives through the ministries of schools, medical facilities, worship, child care, job training, theological study.
The Convoy United Methodist Women helps missions happen through the financial giving, leadership development, study, and prayer of its members. We are all needed to create a safe, spirit-filled world in which to live. Count us in.
I declare these officers duly installed. I charge them and this gathered community with being a supportive community for each other as you participate in the work of mission making. Let us pray. O God, giver of creative energy, receiver of mission making within us and all around us, awaken that spark of divine energy in action. Let our hearts hear the song of transformed lives. Let our eyes see hope again in the walk and the talk of free women and men, girls and boys. Let our bodies dance with the visions of love offered in the example of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And let us cheer and praise the Lord. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. And now, at this time, we will join and follow the example set by the UMW members. Faith, hope, and love in action. Let's go to action through the morning offering as we serve the Lord through our tithes and through our offerings. us pray together. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to serve you as well as our neighbors. We accept your charge with both humility and joy. We offer these gifts to you and pray that your Holy Spirit may guide those who will decide where to channel them, so together we can continue to make a difference in the lives of women, men, children, and youth here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And don't forget that the baskets are placed. $5 will purchase a blanket. That is just awesome ministry. Thank you, United Methodist Women. Now the closing hymn, let's put that mustard seed to faith and go to work for our Lord. Go make of all disciples, 571. Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all now and forever. Amen.